friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
How are you doing learning this song? Is it a fun one? Oh, I enjoy this song. It's all about praising God and Jesus. Jesus was victorious. He has power and glory. We can tell others of His excellent greatness.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Seed, oh, earth, and wonderful love proclaim. Hail, 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 and highest archangel and glory. Praise Him, Father, give to His holy name.
What have we been doing this week before we start our lesson study? Do you remember? We've been working on the books of the Bible. The more that you know the books of the Bible, the easier it's going to be to find Bible verses, and it won't be so frustrating. All right, so here we go. We are learning the books in the New Testament. Are you ready? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Good job! Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. You are doing a great job. Can you say it all by yourself? Let me hear it. You are doing a fabulous job. And pretty soon, we're going to know all the books of the Bible by heart. It will be great. Let's go ahead and get started with our lesson. Hello, boys and girls. This is our last day to study this week. I have been enjoying it. How about you? Well, I am so glad that you've come back again and you have joined me. But let's pray and ask Jesus for His Spirit to be with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that You will send Your Spirit to be with us, help us to learn more, to study more, and to fall in love with You more today. In Jesus' name, amen. Sunday evening, Jesus and His disciples had gone back to Bethany. Do you remember what happened before? They had just come back from the super exciting triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Jesus had been riding on a donkey. The people wanted to crown Him king. But then He just kind of disappeared. He went to the temple and it was quiet and peaceful there. Was He happy and excited? Or was He sad that the leaders were not accepting Him as their king? Well, instead of sleeping that night in Bethany, He spent all night in prayer. He needed the strength and the power for the work that He was about to do. This was His last week before He died. He was going to die on Friday. This was Sunday night. He knew it was coming. He was bracing Himself for it. He didn't want to die, but He knew that He must in order to save you and me. He surrendered His wants and His desires for our happiness and for our good. On Monday morning, Jesus and His disciples went back to Jerusalem. They passed a fig orchard along the road. Have you ever had figs? Oh, they are so good. I love figs. Some people have dried figs and like that better. I personally like fresh figs. They are amazing. In fact, There is a fig tree right near my parents' house. So every year when I'm there and it's fig season time, I get all excited because they have a fig tree and we can just go and pick them. But you know what happened one year? It was the time for figs and I was so excited and the leaves were big and the tree was bushy and I went up and I was like, yes, okay, I'm actually here during fig season because I don't live near my parents. I'm actually here during fig season, and so I get to have some fresh figs. You know what? I looked all over that tree, and there was not one fig on that tree. Do you know why? Because somebody had decided to get a scissor lift. A scissor lift is a machine that can lift you high into the air. They had gone and either rented a scissor lift or borrowed one, and they had put it there under the tree because nobody owns this tree. It's on property that is right next to the road. Nobody owns it. They went and they picked every single fig, and I'm assuming that they went and sold it, maybe at a farmer's market or something. It was very disappointing, actually. That's how Jesus felt. He was passing a fig orchard along the road, but the trees were still bare. It was too early in the year for figs to be on them, but there was one in the distance that Jesus saw that was a tree that had big fig leaves. That was a sign. He was hungry, and so he eagerly went to that tree to pick some figs, just like I did. Yay, it's time for figs. The leaves are big and beautiful. I'm going to go get a fig. What happened when he got there? Let's look up Mark. Chapter 11, verse 12 and 13. Mark chapter 11, verse 12 and 13. Mark is the second book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark. Once you find Mark, look for 11. Those are the big numbers. 1, 1, 11. It might even say chapter 11. It depends on your Bible, the kind of Bible you have. Mine are big numbers. Mark chapter 11, and then look under that for verse 12 and 13. What does that say?
Now the next day when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs.
He found nothing but leaves. That was just like me, wasn't it? When I went to that fig tree, I found nothing but leaves. Somebody had picked them all ahead of time. Well, that wasn't what happened in Jesus' case. No, it was because it was not the season for figs. It wasn't time for figs, but here was this fig tree that looked like it was time for figs. It had huge leaves. The fig tree made Jesus think of God's people, especially the leaders. They looked all fine on the outside, but they didn't have the fruit that comes by truly obeying the Ten Commandments, by following God. They didn't have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, or self-control. They didn't love God with all their hearts. They didn't love each other the way they loved themselves. They were only pretending, kind of like that fig tree. It was pretending that it was time for figs, but it wasn't. What did Jesus say to the fig tree? Look at verse 14. Mark chapter 11, verse 14. What does it say?
In response, Jesus said to it, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." And his disciples heard it.
He cursed the fig tree. And guess what? As they passed that fig tree the next morning, let's see what it looked like. Look at verse 20 and 21. Mark chapter 11, verse 20 and 21. Jesus had cursed the fig tree the day before, and now the next morning they're going by it, and what had happened?
Now in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. And Peter, remembering, said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree, which you cursed, has withered away."
It was all withered. It's just like people. We as Christians might say that we're Christians and we might look like a Christian on the outside, but the things that we do when no one's looking, show what kind of Christian we really are. Some people say that they're Christians, but then they do things that they shouldn't do. They look at things that are inappropriate. They treat people badly. They don't have love that God has. That's how we are, each one of us, if we don't have Jesus changing our heart and our life. We don't want to be like this fig tree. We don't want to just look good on the outside. We don't want to look like a Christian on the outside. But on the inside, we act nasty and terrible. When we truly love Jesus, we love to do the things that Jesus would do. We love to be kind. We want to be helpful. We love to be kind to others. That's being like trees with leaves and delicious fruit. Our actions match what we say. I want to be like that, don't you? We can't do it on our own, though. We need Jesus to give us the fruit. Do you want to ask him today?
Let's bow our heads and ask him. Dear Lord, thank you for the stories that you give us to teach us a lesson. Lord, help us not to look like the fig trees that looked all beautiful and all green and bushy on the outside, but there was no fruit. Help our actions to match what we say. It's only through your power and by your grace. We love you. Amen. All right, it's time for our memory verse. I hope you've been enjoying singing the memory verse. This is our last day, so go ahead and sing as loud as you can.
Matthew 21, verse 9.
Hold ever to the Son of David. Blessed is he, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hold ever to the Son of David. Blessed is he, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
Hey kids, it's Miss Katie here. Have you ever had a question about God or the Bible? Or as we're studying our lesson, do you sometimes have questions? Well, now is your chance to ask those questions. And guess what? We're going to answer them straight from the Bible. Send your questions to seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we will let you know when those questions will air on our podcast.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.